Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're rewinding the clock a bit, taking you back to January 28th, 2025.
Oh, I remember that day.
Yeah, it felt like the entire year's worth of AI news got crammed into just 24 hours.
It really was a whirlwind. Every time you refresh the news, there was another major AI development being announced.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got a mountain of articles, reports, early analyses, all trying to make sense of what went down on that day.
Right, because it wasn't just about the individual announcements. It was the overall feeling, you know, like something fundamental had shifted in the world of AI.
Exactly. So beyond the hype, what did it all really mean? Are we seeing a real change in who gets to use AI?
Yeah.
How is this technology reshaping the power dynamics in the tech world? And just how powerful is this technology becoming?
Yeah, those are the big questions. And the answers, well, they're not always straightforward.
But that's what we're here for, to try and untangle it all, to look beyond the headlines and understand the deeper implications of this AI explosion. It felt like everyone suddenly woke up to the fact that AI isn't just a science fiction fantasy anymore. It's here. And it's moving at warp speed.
Okay, so let's jump right in. One of the biggest stories that day, and really one of the most surprising, was DeepSeek. This Chinese startup, they seemed to come out of nowhere. They released Janus Pro 7B, a new image generation model, and it just blew everyone's minds.
Yeah. Janus Pro, it wasn't just another image generator. The quality and accuracy, it just outperformed even the biggest names in the industry.
And they did something really unexpected. They released it under an MIT license, meaning anyone could use it, even for commercial purposes.
It was a huge statement. Instead of guarding their technology like a trade secret, they basically gave it to the world.
Which is wild, right? Especially when you compare it to what OpenAI did that same day. They released ChatGPT Dove, a version of ChatGPT specifically for government use.
Right. It's almost like they were taking opposite approaches to AI. OpenAI seemed to be focusing on controlled environments, maybe because they felt AI was too powerful to be in everyone's hands.
Like, here's this powerful tool, but we're going to be very careful about who gets to use it.
Right. And then you have DeepSeek taking this radical open approach. It was a fascinating contrast. And it gets even more interesting because on that same day, the community over at Hugging Face, they actually created their own version of DeepSeek's earlier model called DeepSeek R1.
You called it Open R1.
Yeah. It was all open source, community driven. That really highlights the power of this open approach.
So now, if someone's not a coder or an AI expert, what does all of this mean for them? Like, is it getting easier for everyday people to actually use AI, maybe even create with AI?
Oh, absolutely. What we're seeing is a lowering of the entry barrier. You don't need massive funding. Mm-hmm. You don't need a huge team of researchers to work with advanced AI anymore.
So it's opening up AI to a wider range of people.
Exactly. Individuals, small businesses, researchers, really anyone with a good idea.
That's pretty cool. So accessibility is definitely increasing, but the power of these models is also growing, right? And on that note, we've got to talk about Qwen and their new model, Qwen 2.5 VL. This one seemed like a real game changer.
Yeah. This one, it went beyond just generating text or images. This model could actually control smart devices.
Wait, hold on. So it's like your AI assistant isn't just giving you information. It's actually interacting with the physical world. Like, turning on your lights or starting your coffee maker.
Exactly. It could be a huge leap forward for the smart home, for the Internet of Things. But there's also a flip side to all of this.
Right. It's not just about convenience anymore. You're trusting this technology with a lot more control over your physical world.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about security, about reliability, about the ethics of all of this. What if somebody hacks your AI assistant?
What if it just makes a mistake, like turns off your heat in the middle of winter? It's a whole new level of risk.
Definitely. And these risks, these concerns, they were front and center for DeepSeek that same day when they experienced a major cyber attack.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? This company that's promoting open and accessible AI, they become a target.
Right. Their model, DeepSeek R1, it actually became the top free app, surpassing even ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And then, boom, they get hit with this attack, disrupting their chatbot service for millions of users.
It was a harsh reminder that the more powerful and the more widespread AI becomes, the bigger a target it becomes. And these aren't just abstract data breaches anymore. We're talking about systems that control real-world things, from our homes to potentially even critical infrastructure.
The stakes are incredibly high. And speaking of high stakes, we can't ignore what Meta was up to on that same day.
Yeah, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, they rolled out some major AI upgrades, and let's just say they got really, really personal.
They basically went all in on personalization, using their vast trove of social data to create an AI assistant that was incredibly tailored to each individual user. I mean, they're talking about accessing everything, your location, your browsing history, what you like, what you watch, even your dietary preferences, all to give you a more personalized experience.
It's like having a best friend who knows a little too much about you, but they're also your AI assistant.
It's both impressive and a little bit unsettling. I mean, on one hand, this hyper-personalization could lead to some truly amazing AI interactions, but on the other hand, there are some serious privacy concerns.
Especially given Meta's, well, let's say complicated history with user data.
Yeah, that history doesn't exactly inspire confidence. And what made it even more controversial was that there was no opt-out for these new AI features.
It was like, here's your super personalized AI, take it or leave it. It definitely raised eyebrows.
Transparency and user control, they're becoming even more crucial as AI gets more powerful and more integrated into our lives. If we want people to trust AI, we need to be upfront about how it works and give users choices about how their data is being used.
And you know what's interesting? All of this is happening while Meta's feeling the heat from DeepSeek's success. Reports came out that Meta was forming these war rooms to try and understand how DeepSeek was developing these advanced models so quickly and so efficiently.
Yeah. It showed just how much DeepSeek was shaking things up. They challenged this idea that you needed massive resources, tons of funding, to make a real impact in AI. Their agility and innovation were turning heads, even at the biggest companies.
So it's not just about who has the deepest pockets anymore. The playing field's becoming a bit more level.
It seems that way. DeepSeek's rise suggests that the balance of power in the AI world is shifting. Innovation can come from anywhere, and the old rules, they might not apply anymore. And that's just the beginning. We haven't even talked about how AI is changing the way we create, how we consume information, even how we think about ourselves. But that's a story for another time.
Okay, so we've got open access, heating up the competition, AI reaching new levels of power and control, all while cybersecurity threats loom larger than ever. And let's not forget about the personalization dilemma. It's clear that this single day, January 28th, 2025, was a major turning point for AI, and the ripples are still being felt today.
And we're just getting started. It's amazing, right, how quickly things can change. Just look at how DeepSeek managed to disrupt the industry in such a short time. They didn't just release some impressive technology. They completely shifted the whole conversation about who gets to participate in AI development.
It really did feel like they threw open the doors and said, come on in, everybody. But DeepSeek wasn't the only one pushing the boundaries that day. What about xAI and their Grok 3 model? That one seemed to generate a ton of buzz because of its reasoning capabilities.
Grok 3?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. It demonstrated a whole new level of problem solving, like logical thinking, that we hadn't really seen before in AI. It wasn't just about following instructions or recognizing patterns. Grok 3 was actually starting to reason things out, almost like a human would.
So instead of just being a tool, AI is becoming more like a thinking partner. That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. But it wasn't all logic and reasoning that day. There were some really interesting advancements in the creative realm, too. Pika Labs released version 2.1 of their AI video generation model, and people were saying it could create some incredible animations.
The quality of the videos coming out of Pika Labs was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like watching a professional animation studio at work, but it was all powered by AI. It made me wonder what this means for artists, you know, for human animators. Is AI a threat to their jobs, or is it a powerful new tool for creative expression?
Right, because if AI can create high quality animations just from a few prompts, does that mean human animators are out of a job, or does it actually free them up to focus on the more creative, high level aspects of their work?
It's a question a lot of people are grappling with, and not just in animation, but really across all creative fields.
Yeah.
Remember the controversy with Quartz using AI to generate news articles without being transparent about it?
Oh, yeah. That sparked a huge debate about the role of AI in journalism and what it means for authenticity and credibility.
Exactly. It's like that age-old question. Is it really art if a machine made it? But in this case, it's not just about art. It's about information, about news, and the trust we place in the sources we rely on.
And it goes beyond journalism, too. Think about Music, art, literature, filmmaking, AI is becoming increasingly capable of generating creative content in all of these areas. It's forcing us to rethink what it means to be a creator, what constitutes originality, and how we value human creativity in a world where machines can generate seemingly original works of art.
It's almost like we need a whole new set of rules for the AI age, a new way of thinking about creativity, about authorship, and the value we place on human expression.
It's a lot to consider, and it highlights that this isn't just a technology issue, it's a cultural issue, a societal issue, maybe even a philosophical issue.
Absolutely. It's about our values, our beliefs, and really our understanding of what it means to be human in a world where those lines between human and machine are becoming increasingly blurred.
So we've talked about AI becoming more accessible, more powerful, more personalized, even more creative. But let's step back for a moment and think about what this means for everyday people. Like, what should we be paying attention to as AI continues to evolve at this crazy pace?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed. AI is changing so rapidly, and it's impacting every aspect of our lives, whether we realize it or not. We need to understand what's happening, what the potential benefits and risks are, so we can make informed choices about how we interact with this technology.
So it's not enough to just sit back and watch this happen. We need to be actively engaged, asking questions, and trying to understand how AI is shaping the world around us.
Exactly. Don't just accept the hype or the fear-mongering you see out there. Dig deeper, explore different perspectives, and form your own opinions based on evidence and critical thinking.
Because ultimately, this isn't just about technology. It's about how we choose to use it, how we integrate it into our lives, and how we shape its development to ensure it benefits humanity as a whole.
Right. That's the key. Absolutely. We need to be active participants in this conversation, not just passive observers. The future of AI is something we're all creating together.
So how can people become more than just observers? Like, what are some practical steps they can take to actually get involved and make a difference?
One great way to start is by simply exploring the AI tools that are becoming more and more accessible. There are tons of free and low-cost apps and platforms out there you can experiment with. See how they work, understand their capabilities, and think about how they might be used to solve problems or create new opportunities in your own field of interest.
It's like getting your hands dirty, playing around with AI to see what it can do. It's about demystifying it and realizing that it's not just this magical black box that only a few people understand. It's a tool that anyone can use.
And the more people who engage with AI, the better. It helps break down those barriers of fear and misunderstanding, and it allows more voices to contribute to the conversation about how AI should be developed and used.
So we should be encouraging people to experiment with AI, to learn about it, to ask questions, and to share their experiences and insights. It's about creating a more informed and engaged public, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about individual engagement either. We need to be having these conversations at a societal level as well. Talk to your friends and family, reach out to your elected officials, participate in online forums and communities. The more we discuss these issues, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the challenges and opportunities of the AI age.
It's like we need a collective awakening to the power and potential of AI, but also to the risks and ethical considerations that come with it. We need to be having those tough conversations about privacy, security, bias, and the impact of AI on our jobs, our relationships, even our very understanding of what it means to be human.
It's a lot to process, but it's essential that we engage with these issues head on. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's something we're all actively shaping with every choice we make, every question we ask, and every action we take.
Okay, so we've talked about the need for individual and societal engagement, but what about the companies and organizations that are actually developing AI? What role do they play in ensuring that AI is developed and used responsibly?
That's a crucial question, yeah. We need companies to prioritize transparency, accountability, and ethical considerations in their AI development practices. It's not enough to just focus on profits and technological advancements. They need to be thinking about the broader societal impact of their work.
So it's not just about building cool tech. It's about building tech that serves humanity and aligns with our values. It's about recognizing that with great power comes great responsibility, right?
And that responsibility extends beyond just the developers. Governments and regulatory bodies need to step up and create clear guidelines and frameworks for the ethical development and use of AI. We need policies that protect privacy, promote fairness, and ensure that AI is used for good, not for harm.
It's like we need a whole new set of rules for the AI age, rules that ensure this technology is used in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Exactly. And those rules need to be developed collaboratively, involving experts from various fields, including technology, ethics, law, social sciences. It's a complex challenge, but it's one we need to address urgently.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the governance structures, the ethical frameworks, and the societal values that guide its development and use. It's about ensuring that AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
It's about recognizing that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. It's up to us collectively to decide how we want to wield this power and what kind of future we want to create.
With all the advancements we've seen and the challenges we've discussed, what's next for AI? What can we expect to see in the years to come?
Well, that's the exciting part. The possibilities are truly limitless. We're seeing breakthroughs in areas like natural language processing, computer vision, robotics, and even artificial general intelligence, which aims to create AI systems with human-level cognitive abilities.
Okay, now we're getting into sci-fi territory again. But seriously, do you think we'll ever see AI that's truly as intelligent as humans?
That's a question that has sparked countless debates and predictions. While there's no definitive answer, the progress we've seen in recent years suggests that we're moving closer to that possibility.
That's both exciting and a little bit terrifying.
Right?
I mean, if we create AI that's as smart as us, what does that mean for humanity? Are we creating our successors? Are we creating something that could potentially surpass us in every way?
Those are profound questions that we need to address with great care and consideration. The development of artificial general intelligence raises some fundamental questions about the nature of consciousness, about ethics, about the future of our species.
It's like we're not just talking about technology anymore. We're talking about philosophy, existentialism, the very essence of what it means to be human.
Indeed. The advancements in AI are forcing us to confront these profound questions in a way we never have before. It's a challenging but also incredibly exciting time to be alive.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. But before we spiral into an existential crisis, let's bring it back to our whirlwind day in the world of AI, January 28th, 2025. What stands out to you the most from all the events and developments we've discussed? What really resonated with you?
For me, it's the sheer speed of innovation and the fact that it's happening on a global scale. We have Chinese startups challenging American giants, open source communities pushing the boundaries, and these ethical dilemmas emerging that require global collaboration to even begin to solve.
It really was a pivotal moment, wasn't it? It felt like the whole world woke up to the power and potential of AI and also to the challenges and responsibilities that come with it.
And it wasn't just about the technology itself. It was about the broader societal and philosophical implications. It was about realizing that AI is not just a tool, it's a mirror reflecting our own values, our aspirations, and our anxieties.
And that's a pretty powerful image, AI as a mirror reflecting humanity back at itself. It makes you wonder, what does that reflection tell us? What does it reveal about who we are and what we're capable of?
That's a question worth pondering, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a question that I think we'll be grappling with for many years to come.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this whirlwind day in AI, what's the one thing you hope people take away from all of this?
I think the key takeaway is that AI is not some far-off thing anymore. It's here. It's evolving incredibly fast, and it's already having a profound impact on the world. We can't just sit back and watch this happen.
Because the choices we make today, the questions we ask, they're going to shape AI for generations to come.
Exactly. We're at a real crossroads. The decisions we make collectively, they'll determine whether AI becomes a force for good or leads us down a path with a lot of unforeseen consequences.
So let's say someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I get it. I don't want to just be a bystander. I want to get involved. I want to make a difference. What advice would you give them?
The first step is education. There are so many resources out there, articles, podcasts, online courses, even whole communities dedicated to understanding AI. The key is to be critical, to consider different perspectives and really form your own informed opinions.
So it's not just about taking everything you read at face value. It's about doing your own research, thinking for yourself, and questioning assumptions.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to get some hands-on experience. Experiment. Play around with AI tools. See how they work. Understand their limitations. And think about how they could be used to solve problems or even create new opportunities.
So it's like learning by doing. AI is not just for tech geniuses. It's a tool that anyone can use.
Absolutely. And we're seeing AI being used in healthcare, education, finance, art, music, all sorts of fields. The more people who engage with it, the better the chances are that it will be developed and used responsibly.
Okay, so educate yourself, experiment, engage. That's a great starting point. But what about those big ethical questions we talked about? How do we make sure AI is used for good?
That's where open and honest conversation comes in. Talk to your friends and family, your colleagues, even your elected officials. Share your concerns, ask questions, and demand transparency and accountability from the people who are developing these powerful systems.
Because at the end of the day, AI is a reflection of our own values, isn't it?
It is. It's a tool that we're creating. We're shaping it. It's up to us to make sure that it aligns with our vision for a better future.
It's like AI is a mirror, reflecting our aspirations, but also our fears.
I like that. By having those conversations, by being actively involved, we can help guide AI towards being a force for progress and not division or harm.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from those groundbreaking advancements to those big ethical challenges that are still out there. What's the final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
I would say this. The future of AI is not set in stone. It's a story that we're writing right now. Together, with every choice we make, every question we ask, let's choose wisely, let's act responsibly, and work together to make sure that AI becomes a force for good in the world.
That's a powerful message. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And to all our listeners, until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the conversation about AI alive.